Listen to Isabella and Raul talking about a gap year. Do the tasks below. You will hear the recording twice. Now we are ready to start.
Hi there, Isabella. What are you doing?
I'm doing research for my gap year.
Gap year? Are you going to take a whole year out after university?
Yes, I am. It's probably the only time in my life that I'll have that length of time to travel and see the world. And of course, it will give me time to think about what I want to do in the future.
I suppose it will give you time to think about your options. Where are you thinking of going? Somewhere in Europe?
Well, I've travelled all over France, Germany and Russia, so I feel I know Europe quite well.
That's true. And didn't you spend last summer in Sweden and Denmark?
Yes, I did, and I really enjoyed it. But the world's a big place, and I'd like to see some more of it. I want to go somewhere completely new and different. So my plan is to spend a few months in Asia and then go on to Australia.
Are you sure about that? What about the cost? It will be too expensive.
It won't be too bad. And I'm not just going to travel. I'm going to earn some money during the year too. My plan is to look for temporary jobs to help pay my way. I'd love to do fruit picking in Australia.
I'm still not sure. It sounds like a complete waste of time to me. And how will a gap year look to a future employer? It will look like you just want to have one long holiday.
No, it won't. It will show an employer that I'm independent and can think for myself. And it also shows that I am confident enough to face different challenges. A gap year will make me stand out from other people in a good way. And you know what they say, Raoul. Travel broadens the mind.
Now listen to the recording again.
Hi there, Isabella. What are you doing?
I'm doing research for my gap year.
Gap year? Are you going to take a whole year out after university?
Yes, I am. It's probably the only time in my life that I'll have that length of time to travel and see the world. And of course, it will give me time to think about what I want to do in the future.
I suppose it will give you time to think about your options. Where are you thinking of going? Somewhere in Europe?
Well, I've travelled all over France, Germany and Russia, so I feel I know Europe quite well.
That's true. And didn't you spend last summer in Sweden and Denmark?
Yes, I did, and I really enjoyed it. But the world's a big place, and I'd like to see some more of it. I want to go somewhere completely new and different. So my plan is to spend a few months in Asia and then go on to Australia.
Are you sure about that? What about the cost? It will be too expensive.
It won't be too bad. And I'm not just going to travel. I'm going to earn some money during the year too. My plan is to look for temporary jobs to help pay my way. I'd love to do fruit picking in Australia.
I'm still not sure. It sounds like a complete waste of time to me. And how will a gap year look to a future employer? It will look like you just want to have one long holiday.
No, it won't. It will show an employer that I'm independent and can think for myself. And it also shows that I am confident enough to face different challenges. A gap year will make me stand out from other people in a good way. And you know what they say, Raoul. Travel broadens the mind.
This is the end of task 1. Now turn to task 2. You will hear 5 short extracts in which college students are talking about being a member of a club. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list AH what made each speaker decide to join the club. You will hear the recording twice. Now we are ready to start.
Speaker 1.
You see clubs advertised on the college notice board, but joining one's never appealed to me, really. On the whole, my friends are more into music and going out than joining stuff. I only really went along to the salsa group to keep my boyfriend company. His sister back home had told him it was great fun, but he didn't fancy going alone. And I got quite a shock. I mean, it's quite laid back the way it's organised. You don't have to go every week or anything, and everyone was really giving it their all. I could have done with someone telling me how I was doing, actually, because nobody seemed worried about my mistakes. But I'll certainly go again.
Speaker 2.
Lots of people at the drama club already had acting skills before coming to college, but I thought if I joined, it'd be a chance to pick some up. I mean, it's a nice group of people. The whole thing's very professionally organised, and they're always giving me positive feedback at the rehearsal sessions. But I haven't made much progress. And I think it's because I only get very small parts to play in our productions. I think everyone needs to be given something to get their teeth into. I mean, I don't mind the drafty hall and giving up 2 nights a week to it, but I want to feel I'm getting somewhere.
Speaker 3.
People always say that you make new friends if you join a club, try something new. But for me, it was the other way round. With my mates, it was a case of, we're doing golf this term, for it or not. So I went along with the idea. I guess the exercise doesn't do me any harm, but I do find some of the people you meet there a bit superior. So what if I haven't improved my handicap, or whatever it's called? Anyway, the course isn't far from the college, fortunately, and it's a stunning location, overlooking the sea, so I'm quite happy to do a round on my free afternoon. Nice walk, really.
Speaker 4.
At first, I couldn't find anybody else interested in badminton, so I put an advert on the college website. I'm not that skilled myself, but you can't play on your own, and I thought a club would be a way of getting in touch with like-minded students on other courses. I got a few replies, mostly people looking for a new way of getting some exercise. Trouble is, they don't all turn up that regularly, so I feel kind of duty-bound to be there to make sure there's always a match. It's a bit of a drag week in, week out. You pay to hire the court. It's not much, but it'd be a shame to waste it.
Speaker 5.
I'd have done yoga if the sessions on campus had been at a more convenient time, but studying medicine, you have more commitments than students on some other courses. So when a doctor I met at the hospital said they did Tai Chi at lunchtimes there, why didn't I give it a try? I thought, why not? I have to pay, which wouldn't be the case on campus, but that doesn't matter. And I've met new friends as well as getting some exercise. I just wish they'd run a session at the university, then some of my friends might come along too. I'm going to put an announcement on the website to see if anyone's interested.
Now listen to the recording again.
Speaker 1.
You see clubs advertised on the college notice board, but joining one's never appealed to me, really. On the whole, my friends are more into music and going out than joining stuff. I only really went along to the salsa group to keep my boyfriend company. His sister back home had told him it was great fun, but he didn't fancy going alone. And I got quite a shock. I mean, it's quite laid back the way it's organised. You don't have to go every week or anything, and everyone was really giving it their all. I could have done with someone telling me how I was doing, actually, because nobody seemed worried about my mistakes. But I'll certainly go again.
Speaker 2.
Lots of people at the drama club already had acting skills before coming to college, But I thought if I joined, it'd be a chance to pick some up. I mean, it's a nice group of people. The whole thing's very professionally organised, and they're always giving me positive feedback at the rehearsal sessions. But I haven't made much progress. And I think it's because I only get very small parts to play in our productions. I think everyone needs to be given something to get their teeth into. I mean, I don't mind the drafty hall and giving up two nights a week to it, but I want to feel I'm getting somewhere.
Speaker 3.
People always say that you make new friends if you join a club, try something new. But for me, it was the other way round. With my mates, it was a case of, we're doing golf this term, for it or not. So I went along with the idea. I guess the exercise doesn't do me any harm, but I do find some of the people you meet there a bit superior. So what if I haven't improved my handicap or whatever it's called? Anyway, the course isn't far from the college, fortunately, and it's a stunning location, overlooking the sea, so I'm quite happy to do a round on my free afternoon. Nice walk, really.
Speaker 4.
At first, I couldn't find anybody else interested in badminton, so I put an advert on the college website. I'm not that skilled myself, but you can't play on your own, and I thought a club would be a way of getting in touch with like-minded students on other courses. I got a few replies, mostly people looking for a new way of getting some exercise. Trouble is, they don't all turn up that regularly, so I feel kind of duty-bound to be there to make sure there's always a match. It's a bit of a drag week in, week out. We pay to hire the court. It's not much, but it'd be a shame to waste it.
Speaker 5.
I'd have done yoga if the sessions on campus had been at a more convenient time, but studying medicine, you have more commitments than students on some other courses. So when a doctor I met at the hospital said they did Tai Chi at lunchtimes there, why didn't I give it a try? I thought, why not? I have to pay, which wouldn't be the case on campus, but that doesn't matter. And I've met new friends as well as getting some exercise. I just wish they'd run a session at the university, then some of my friends might come along too. I'm going to put an announcement on the website to see if anyone's interested.
This is the end of the listening test.